What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Vicky Warren, is that will be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up, what up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Ja'Kalyn Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jessie.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is Pastor Jay, and like always, we're going to start off in normal fashion. Normal fashion is this. We're going to start with a scripture and a prayer. And the scripture we're coming out of is Matthew 7 and 12. And it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, do to others whatever you would want. No, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Matthew 7 and 12. Definitely remember what you reap is what you sow. How you treat people, it comes back. So if you treat people with love, love will come back. Despite if the person that you give love wasted love some way, somehow, divine connection is always going to come back to you. So don't even worry about how it's going to come back. Just know it will come back to you, because what you reap, what you sow, is what you sow. Amen. With that being said, dear Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We ask you to be able to be with us in our inner moments. God, be with us to cover us. God, be with us in our moments of weakness. God, build us up, Lord. God, we just ask you to enlarge our territory of Anointed Radio. Let us be able to reach the masses, reach new people, reach out to new airwaves, to new people, new audience members, new guests for interviews. We just to expand the brand. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing, but enlarge the territory to new countries and to new airwaves, God, so we can be able to broaden the reach to show a great representation in you, God. God, let us be able to teach the unteachable, reach the unreachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart to say, what can I do to be saved? And God, we just ask you to bless everybody under the sound of my voice to truly know you. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice to truly hear from you. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice to truly trust you in the midst of stress, turmoil, and suffering. God, I just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to bring comfort and a second wind to people that's just feeling like giving up, people that's just feeling tired, people that's just going through. God, I just ask you to just be able to give them what they need, just like you did with Jonah when Jonah was tired, even though he had delayed disobedience and he did not go preach the gospel when you told him to. You still gave him a gorge to give him shade and to give him some comfort, God. So God, we just ask you, give some comfort right now, God. There's some people that's going through some things. There's some people that's been through some things, financial hardship, mental stress, all kinds of things that they're going through. And God, we just ask you to just give them a second wind, give them some relief, and show that you are still God. And we say that all in Jesus' precious name, Amen. Amen, amen, amen. This is Pastor Jay. And like always, I got something to say. What I got to say is this. You can follow me at Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you want to search me. Check out Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms. Check out those handles and you could see me there. And if you're just tuning in while we're having everybody tune in, make sure you share, like, subscribe. All my YouTube people subscribe. All my Facebook people like the page, share it, tag it. We're going to have some great conversation. This is our last conversation. This is the last episode of June. We're going into July, y'all. So we'll be bringing people back for interviews, and we're going to even be doing interviews to bring more co-hosts. We're going to bring another guy. I need another guy on the show. I need another guy on the show, guys. I need somebody to be able to balance it out. It'd be just the girl power on there. And I know they're saying, I know she's, they, somebody, I know my co-host like, you don't need no other guy. I need another guy on here, balance out perspective. You know what I'm saying? So yes, Anointed Radio is looking for another co-host, which will be a male from another male perspective. And definitely, I'll put out the post, but yeah, send a reel of you doing a segment or you going out there and doing some type of radio. I want to see how you work, interviewing and all that stuff. Email that to lvanointedradio@gmail.com. We're definitely taking in hits. And with that, I want you guys to make sure you download the Anointed Radio app and know that the good news, the great news, of some recent news. We were nominated for the Spin Awards. Amen. For three categories, y'all. For podcaster, podcast, internet radio. We do all that. We've been doing it for a minute. Make sure you go check out Spin Awards. Go vote for Anointed Radio. Las Vegas is number one gospel station. We out here representing Las Vegas. Definitely go and check it out. Vote. Share it with somebody. If you love listening to us, go vote. Let's be able to tell the nation about Anointed Radio so we can be able to spread the word about it. So, yeah, go to Spin Awards, thespinawards.com, and vote for us, Anointed Radio, and you could be able to see all three categories that we're in. Vote for all of them. Amen. With that being said, and we have our co-host, the lovely Simi. So real.
Hey. So it's your girl, Simi So Real. You know where you can find me. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, Clubhouse, and Instagram at Simi So Real. I just want to ask you one thing, Pastor Jay.
What's up?
Do you believe in, you believe in all things Jesus, correct? Because I could tell today you really feeling Jesus. I see it all in your spirit.
Yes.
I knew it. Because you know that scripture where Jesus say, behold, no man know but I come. What hour, what day? I come like a thief in the night. You over there look like you about to rob somebody.
First of all, Asalaka Lake, my sister, I just want you to know, hello to you too. And I'm growing my hair out, so I got the ugly face. So I gotta be able.
I mean, I know what it's like if you growing it. You got it in the look, but what, you know what? Here, just gonna sit up here and look like you ready to rob somebody. Just
see when I come out, you don't think I'm robbing, but I'm telling them about Jesus.
Give me your cares. Let me pray for you.
H-A-H-A-H-A, Miss Simi.
I said, give me all your concerns so we can pray right now.
Like I said, you tired of your executive producer? So one thing I want everybody to know is, yes, we are nominated for the Spin Awards. Make sure you go check it out. Share it. Share it with your peoples. Share it with all your peoples to know more about it, because it's really dope when we're nominated. We've been nominated for countless things over the 6 years, but it's always great to be nominated. It shows that we're still doing great things and people see us. So as our viewers. We'd love for our audience to go out there and show the support. Las Vegas, let's stand up and show the other states that we have a gospel radio station that actually is doing great things to match up with everybody else, with Memphis and Brooklyn and Texas and Chicago and LA. We have gospel community that supports our own as well. So definitely go ahead and vote for us at the Spin Awards, and it will be in Atlanta, Georgia in October, y'all. So definitely keep that up and running. I didn't bring a game today.
It's okay. I mean, I could do a game right off the top.
All right. The game. This or that. You said this or that. All right, go ahead. Send me, what's the this or that for today?
Pastor Jay, a beard or a goatee?
It's going to be an Abraham beard, an Aaron beard, a beard like Aaron, where oil dripped down at the end of his beard.
See what I'm saying? You want to be too deep. You being wonderfully deep today. Bring it in. Okay, Pastor Jay, 3 days in Florida or 3 days in Cali?
Cali.
All right. Nighttime or daytime?
Nighttime.
Okay. A day in Canada, peace by the river, or a day in Ensenada?
I guess I'll go with Ensenada.
Okay, you had to think about that one.
Yeah, because Canada is very favorable. I definitely want to go and visit, but it's expensive. So I thought Ensenada because it was cheaper than Canada.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Crab legs or lobster?
Crab legs. King crab legs, deep fried with a little bit of side.
Yeah. Okay. All right then. All right, French fries or sweet potato fries?
Sweet potato fries.
All right, okay. All right, then. Sweet
potatoes.
I'm going to stay on the food. I'm going to stay on one food one more time, then I'm going to leave from that. Drumettes or flats?
It's going to be flats all day.
All right.
Flats all day. That's what's going to happen.
A truck or SUV?
Truck. Pickup truck. All-wheel drive, lifted, going through the desert by myself, quarter tank of gas, $5 in my pocket. You want to go night-night?
Okay.
See, this or that is so, it's just us. So I would put out there for the this or that. I'll give you, Miss Simi, a this or that.
Okay.
Debt-free, but you got to live outside, or in debt, but live in a high rise.
Like when you say outside, like I'm homeless outside, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be in debt. I'm going to stay on in the high rise, look over the city and pay them bills.
You couldn't be homeless.
I'm not John the Baptist. I'm not John the Baptist. I can't just be.
You just live. What happened if you live?
Nah, I can't be like Jesus to that extent.
Oh.
You know, the birds have nests and the foxes have holes, but even the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. I love you, Jesus, but you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings for a reason.
But you was debt free.
I'm debt free. Debt free? I'm debt free without a mattress. It don't even matter. I'm debt free. I'm debt free without a mattress. You can give me the debt. Give me a sleep number. Stop playing games with me. Not trying to sleep on this bed of rocks. I got all this cash. Where my mattress at? I got to fight Peter on the corner for a mattress. Yes. And I got to fight him for the corner because I don't have a house.
Yeah. No,
ain't debt no use.
But debt free though.
I don't care nothing about that. I want the comfort. I want comforts. Okay. I want the comforter this. I'm not trying to be, I owe a little bit of money. I will owe some money to have the type of life I want to live. I'm willing to work for that. Two Amen. Jobs. I'm not going to work two jobs, but two jobs.
If you had to. So if I had to sleep on the bed of rocks.
I'm not going to do that. That's what I'm not doing.
But
I have to sleep on this unless the Lord told me. And then the Lord said he would have to come down and say, send me. I say, yes, Lord. He would say, send me. I want you to leave all that thou havest and follow me.
Oh, he would say it in New King James Version, all of thy habits.
Yeah.
Be stricken to the wilderness.
Be thouest cometh with me, whithersoever thy goest.
Thou Jesus. Goest to homelessness. It's this. I feel like
this is the thing though. I'm serious, but look here, I'm gonna say this and we can move on. Every Sunday I hear my mom pray, and every Sunday she says one word wrong. Every Sunday. And I don't know why she has to say this particular word every Sunday, but there has not been one Sunday where she hasn't said the word. She will say, and Lord, I ask and I pray that you would dwell in the midst of us. And every Sunday I'm like, I know the word is missed. I know I did not see no M-I-D-I-S-T. It's not midst. But my mom then took the old King James Version. She then conjugated a word they don't even use anymore. And she then came up, when I was in front of you, it was missed. But as I move on to past participle, it becomes a midst. It's a midst now. Lord, while you are where there are three, where there are two or more, God will be in the midst.
Simi's mom, I'm not part of this. All of Simi's views is strictly her own. You can deal with her how you please. And that was this or that, the unprepared version of it. And we could go from there. But one thing I want to definitely say is so much stuff is happening. Right now is Essence Festival. Shout out to Essence. One day. I felt that in my Shana. One day Anointed Radio will be at Essence. But not this year, though. So with that being, we have a lot of things coming up soon. We have Stellar's weekend coming up. We have
We're on a countdown now.
Yeah, it's in 2
weeks. Countdown.
And we have the WNBA All-Star Game coming up. We have Summer League coming up next week. We have a lot of things coming to the city of Las Vegas. So be conscious of there's going to be so much things happening.
Lord, please let me lose this last 8 pounds before everybody come out here. Lord, please. Please, Lord, make a way out of no way. When I eat the food, may it stick to my lips and not to my hips. Lord, please. Lord, it's too hot to be wearing these girdles. Jesus, just for me and all my brothers and sisters that have to wear lightweight t-shirts, Lord, and we have to do things to make sure we maintain, and give us a spirit of excellence as we go into the gym to let the pounds fall off, Lord. You could do all things. Do it even so now, being in the midst of us, Lord. Amen.
She had to say midst. So now you got me started. So make sure you go and check out the Stellar Weekend. Stellar Weekend is going to have a lot of stuff happening. We are Anointed Radio sponsoring at the space. It's going to be the honors, where they're going to be honoring Travis Green, Shirley Caesar. It's going to be a lot of people. Oh, I just realized what that said.
What happened?
The lies you tell. Got the wrong one. They thought. So, one thing I could tell everybody is, that's the right one. Okay. So, is that we're going to be at the space July
14th
at 11 o'clock to 2. We'll be at the space. You come down and meet some of your Anointed Radio favorite co-hosts and spend some time with us. There's going to be some great people there. Tickets at the door. Definitely go and get your tickets today. It's going to be a very dope thing. It's early, It's an early Friday, so you ain't got to worry about, you know, all the different events that'll be that night, because there is a lot of events coming up that night. So you could be able to get in, get out, and not miss the Anointed. And I'm speaking things into existence. The Stella Award pre-show, because the Stella Award pre-show is happening Friday night, and then the main show is on Saturday. And I'm actually going to be looking for two volunteers. I'm going to post on my social media, looking for two volunteers for this event, for the Stellar event, because I'm going to need some help with some footage and stuff like that. So if you want to volunteer for a Stellar event, let me know and I'll get you set up. I just need two volunteers and we'll go from there. With that being said, let's get on to the topic. We're going to get on the topic and get on out of here. And with this topic, I came up with this topic because I see a lot of inward fighting, a lot of inward judgment, a lot of inward things happening when it comes down to the body of Christ. And it's a lot of discord. So I wanted to talk about, how are we supposed to treat each other as Christians? You know, a lot of times people are so quick to call somebody not saved a heathen or Jezebel, which they give so much power to that name for some reason, and I don't know why. We've seen it, we've heard it, we've seen the commotions. But the reason why I went with that scripture earlier in Matthew 7 and 12 is because we're supposed to treat people the way we want to be treated. That's just in general. But as us as Christians, we have to be careful. Let's say it, everybody. We got to be careful.
Be careful.
On who we speak on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know who God has his hand on. And there's repercussions. And nothing physical, and this is not even threats. This is just knowing that when you speak on people, it says, do not touch my anointed. When you touch on God's people, things ain't going to be right till you ask for forgiveness. Been there, done that, got a postcard. So my first question would be this. How can Christians demonstrate love and kindness towards other believers?
And that's a good question. How can we demonstrate our love and kindness toward other believers? One way we could do that is making sure our actions are genuine. You know, a lot of times because we're believers, we say those key phrases, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored, all is well. We say these things and we kind of start training ourselves to have automated answers, like automatic answers that we give instead of being very sincere. And sometimes even we're asking people how they're doing. We ask them how we're doing, but we're just doing it as a formality, but we're not really showing the action behind it. So something that an older person taught me, this was decades and decades ago, they said to me, and I can't even remember if it was at a capacity of work or was it a capacity of ministry, but they said, one thing that you have to do is when you're talking with people, make sure when you're talking to them, when you're listening to them and you're speaking to them or they're speaking to you, make sure they're the only person in the room that you're giving them your undivided attention. As believers, when we're asking someone, how are you doing today? Let's make sure we're not doing that just out of formality. How are you doing? And then we're trying to walk on over to the convalescent ministry, get to so-and-so, make the next phone call, check the next thing off the list. Take that and make that a moment in time that you are genuinely asking another believer how they are doing and be prepared for a response if they say, I'm not doing that well. Don't be so much in a rush that you're ready to move on to the next things. This is a way that we demonstrate love and kindness to one another by making time and being genuine in our action. And you never know, that might be the one time that somebody really say, you know what, I wasn't going to say anything. And But I'm so glad you asked me and you really are really looking for the answer. I'm not doing that well today. I'm really not doing that well today.
Facts.
And so that's one way. If we can learn how to be more sincere, more genuine in asking questions of concern, asking questions to just do a mental health check in to make sure other people are okay, and then backing it up by time, making the time, we can truly demonstrate love and kindness toward one another. And that will go miles and miles and miles. That will be everything. Because you know what? You know what, Pastor Jay? It's just like a kid. Have you ever seen a kid in the store and they're trying to get their mother's attention? They know their mother love them. They know their mother genuinely love them. But they're trying to get their mother's attention for something in the store that they really want. Mom, mom, look at this. Mom, mom, mom. But mom is on the phone. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I need to. Yeah. So what were you saying? Yeah, but mom, mom. Mom, mom. And that's how it is as believers. Sometimes it's not that the person that we're talking to or checking in, others don't know that. Others know that we love them and we care about them. But because we're not sincere when we say, how are you doing? And we're rushing off. Because we're not making the time and giving them undivided attention and we're running off, it doesn't seem sincere. And they really don't want to share. And we really, as believers, we really need to be able to share. We really need to be in certain seasons to be able to speak to one another, because in speaking to one another, we'll get the right answers and the right support versus speaking to people in the world. So we really got to do that.
And one thing I would say from my perspective from that question is holding our tongues and checking ourselves without bleeding out on people. I feel like a lot of times we go through things and we take it out on others. Mm-hmm. Due to personal, due to grouping. I see a lot of times where people will just group a whole bunch of people and be like, oh, he's just like this person, instead of treating each individual situation as an individual situation. So I would say with that same way, if we could show love and kindness, is being able to check ourselves and making sure that we don't give undeserved emotion to a person, anger, sadness, or even just speaking on somebody, watch how we speak to them. Because that persona and that, you know, first impressions go a long way. And that's why a lot of people have had so many bad tastes in their mouth, because they get a first impression of them. And a lot of times people don't want to give you a second. If you get a second, that's very rare, because if they're, from your first impression was like, oh, I'm not with that. It's very rare for them to give you a second. But when you give a first impression of somebody, you have to be genuine. And I mean genuine into the fact where you're not letting yourself, you got to see past your own pain. A lot of people are bleeding out on people, spazzing out on people because they haven't dealt with internal stuff, and they look for any negative thing. I was just talking to somebody recently and saying, sometimes people will just find every bad thing about you just to justify the negative thoughts in their head to prove themselves wrong, to prove themselves right, even though they're wrong. Mm-hmm. Even though they're in the wrong, even though they shouldn't be talking about you, even though they shouldn't be to the point where they're saying these things about you, they'll try to think of every negative thing they might have heard, truth or lie. They'll try to bring up all these things to try to build up a fake case against you. And it's not needed, because they're dealing with something personally. So a lot of times people will avert from accountability of the stuff that they're dealing with, and they'll bleed out on people and start taking it out on people. That's why you see it in a lot of leadership. There's pastors, evangelists, deacons, ushers, mothers, that they take it out on the congregation. And you see a lot of people that was hurt from it because they held this person to a standard. And on the other end of that, we have to be understanding that we are all human. We all have process of emotion that we have to process in our minds and our life. And to show real love and kindness, we have to be able to understand that people are going to not be their best every day. So I would say that. So next one, I would say this would be the next one I would say is this. How can Christians promote the spirit of unity among believers? This is like the $1 million question, because with churches closing and other denominations fighting each other and Christians tearing each other down, I think a lot of people have kind of wondered that. But from our recollect mind and knowledge, Simi, how can the body of Christ come?
Yeah.
And actually show the spirit of unity among believers. How could the body of Christ do that?
Well, they can do that, one, by supporting one another. You know, there was an old saying, it's not in the Bible, but Big Mama used to say it. Big Mama used to say, you know, if you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. And that's the thing, is that because we have so many different denominations and so many different doctrines, and somebody don't like somebody else and one group don't like another group, it's hard to show a spirit of unity if we really genuinely don't have one. You know, we have spirits of unity. They flow in and out. But when we all come together, usually there's a problem with either competitiveness or somebody saying something. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time of war and there's a time of peace. It's a time to love and it's a time to hate. People have to understand we are in some very, very, it looks like we are in some end days according to the book of Revelation chapter 8. You know, and this is a time to have a spirit of unity. This is a time to love what God loves and hate what God hates. This is a time to not look at the little differences of doctrines, who should be preaching, when can they preach, where should they preach, how should they preach. This is not that time. This is a time where we have to look on the name of those who believe in and on the name of Jesus. If we are brothers and sisters, we are brothers and sisters, and we come together. And how we do that is not by bad-mouthing one another and by showing support. You having prayer night or prayer weekend at your church? Good. Let us come support you. This shows a spirit of unity. You can say whatever you want to say with your mouth, but when I stand by my brother, even though my brother doesn't believe in women preaching and my sister doesn't believe in so-and-so speaking in tongues at church, okay, that's fine. But when our commonality is that we all believe in and on the name of Jesus, I support you because it's not about the doctrine. I support you because not because it's about the denomination. I support you because it's about the name of Jesus, who is the Lord and King of Kings. So because I support you, I stand with you. And when I stand with you because you're having prayer weekend or prayer day, when I stand with you because you're having Feed the Homeless in the Park, when I stand with you because you're having this musical program, when I stand with you because you're having this revival, now they see I'm showing the spirit of unity because I'm not concentrating on the differences. I'm concentrating on the commonality. And the common foundation is that we all love Jesus and we all believe in and on his name. And that's how we show a spirit of unity, you know, and then we have a spirit of humility by saying, guess what? And guess what? You're a leader. So guess what? You lead that prayer. You close out this. You do this. And we all work the altar. We all work the prayer so that it's not nobody, just this person. It takes everybody to get the work done. Put everybody to work.
So I have a question, and this is just a question. Mm-hmm. So, and this is for somebody out there that's probably felt like I've supported. I've been part of other people's ministries, and I've did all the help that I could. And after I did that, when I had an event, I didn't get the same love, the same support back. what do you do in that moment after that? Because I feel like a lot of people get caught up. Like I see a lot of people, they come and support, but they get burnt out. A lot of people get burnt out because you be like, okay, I support, but it's not like a relationship where somebody supports back. You know, it's kind of like going with that coworker that you buy lunch, but then when you was down on money and you think about all the times, you're like, maybe you buy me lunch this week. You know, I'm having a rough time, you know, need that support.
Right.
Then there's no support when it comes down to it. It's just like, oh, well, you know, I can't support right now. I think a lot of people are tired of that part. Because I could see a lot of people with effort giving the support. You know, I've seen, let's just isolate it to Las Vegas because I can't isolate it to the rest of the nation. Mm-hmm. Vegas can show out when they want to. But
yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that get to the point where they didn't been hurt because they didn't have an event. But then four other people had an event that same day. And because there was no support, they felt burnt out. They're like, okay, I've been supported. I've been there. I gave into the ministry. I've given to this. And a lot of the same people get support, but not everybody gets support. So it's not like it now comes into favorism. I feel like there's a lot of people when it comes into that unity part of how to treat people at the spirit of unity. I feel like people are getting stuck on the part, and I'm just talking for the other person. Cause I've been there, done that. I support all day. I support people for 6 years in a city that a lot of people still don't support me to this day. And I still support because that's not, because this is my character. This is my heart. But there's a lot of people that don't have that same gift, or like what Paul would say, you know, you don't have the same gift as me to be able to bear with people not reciprocating and actually coming to help, coming to, you know, people burnt out that they always cooking and no one come and cook for them. They're always burnt out that they going across town to an event, but it's something in their local area, no one's coming, you know, and it's just common decency. So when it comes down to it, I think it's not the part of
the support. It's about the you. It's about the lack of support for the person that is.
Lack of reciprocation.
Right.
Of somebody getting that support back. Because there's a lot of ministries. Like, people don't know. If you don't know and you're tuning in just now, in Las Vegas, there's hundreds of churches. Like, people just think there's a strip. I mean, there's hundreds of churches. So you can really get busy really, really quickly. When I first got here in ministry, when I first opened my church, first started Anointed Radio, I went to everything. And I had to scale it because you could go to something almost every night. I mean, there's so much. There's somebody having ministry, prayer, a conference, singing somewhere in Las Vegas. So there's a lot of things to do. But the main thing that I feel like I hear that's a common denominator is that they don't support me. So what happens is groups start getting formed. And it's not even denomination now. It's now about people making groups because they're like, it's trauma bonding. That's what I'm going to call it. It's trauma bonding. They went through trauma and they're like, well, they didn't support us, so we're going to make a group and we're just going to support each other. And then it starts becoming division, which is nothing but the enemy. Because if the city could get behind one agenda, and that's spreading Jesus Christ, because I feel like we've got too far out and forgot the basics. Like, how many people, and this is a question to the audience as well, how many people have actually talked about Jesus Christ with somebody that didn't know? Like, that's our mandate. But I feel like we get so caught up and confused with all of the rhetoric and religious things instead of just telling somebody about Jesus Christ.
Well, I will say this in terms of the support. When you say, well, what about when it's not reciprocated? A lot of times you're not going to get the same thing that you put out. That's why God says, when you do something, don't do it. You want to do something without and having an expectation back. I know it's bad when you give, because you're like, but you said you were going to show up. You know, let your word be your bond. Let that be, follow through. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Okay. A lot of times that support is going to come from people that aren't close to you, because a lot of times when you're trying to get support from people that you have supported, there is a spirit of jealousy and a spirit of competition that is in that. You know, when you start dealing with people, deal with people, but deal with people and deal with the spirits within people. So the thing of it is that's how you, there was a method when I used to do a lot more events, how I always would pack out my events. There was a method to the madness. And I would support so many people events, but the thing of it is that I would only support events that I was led by God to support. So I would get a lot of phone calls, but if I wasn't led by God to go, I just didn't. So that when I did go to an event and supported it, and when I put it on my Facebook and it would get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of views and people be coming in looking at it. It was because the Lord said, this is where I want you to be. And this is for the reason to support and also to promote. So then after I would do that, if I would put something on, they would understand it. It was almost like, not that I had an expectation, but it was almost like a divine connection of God saying, go support what she's doing, because she's actually supporting people and promoting other people. And she's being led by me. I think I've done it the other way too, where I supported people. And not necessarily led, but just trying to show them that I can support you, because I know people don't come out to your functions. And it's the same thing. The reason a lot of times people don't come out to those people functions is because they're always the people to have their hands open, but they never give it. That's why. So then you learn after being exhausted, okay, well, what do I need to do? And God will direct you on where to go and who to support. And then when it's your turn, guess what? When you look up in the audience, they'll be there. Even if they came from two more events, they'll say, I remember you showed up at mine. And not only did I come to support your event, I come to put something in your hand, and I brought 10 people. And I learned that. So you have to be prayerful, because, all unity is not good unity. The KKK get together and it's not good. So nice. There's something to learn in it. It's something to learn, and you don't need to support and have a spirit of unity with everyone. There's a reason. There's a reason why they don't come. And sometimes God doesn't allow people to come after you support them because they don't have a good heart or good spirit for what you're doing. So God just assumed them not be there. So yeah.
That hit somebody in the audience real deep. Shoot, because I know it hit me. Think about it. God protect you from somebody coming and trying to sabotage your event because of jealousy and competition. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just people not supporting you. God is protecting you from people with ill intent that you don't know about. We always say, I pray to cover me from all kind of forms of attack and people that's plotting against me. But then when that actually happens, and then you'd be like, man, I'm in here by myself. Why am I in here by myself? You're like, well, you said protect you. All the people who's ready to take you out. There's a lot of people. So that's deep. So going into this. All right. So how can Christians encourage and support fellow believers in their spiritual journey? Because this one's deep, and I'm going to break down why. Because a lot of people don't like accountability. So any type of form of encouragement or like, you know what, it's okay, I've been there. There's a lot of sensitive people that can't take the, you know what, I see that you're slacking in your prayer life. What you mean I'm slacking in my prayer life? Like if we had the mothers of back in the day, like the ones that would tell you, like,
oh, you're slacking, my goodness, yes,
you're not reading your word, you're doing a lot right now. People would be so sensitive about it, but they really had your best interest. Like a lot of times people take feedback and actually speaking to encourage you the wrong way because of how you say it. That means you're not listening to what I'm saying. They're like, oh, you're aggressive. How am I aggressive? I'm just telling you, you could do better. Well, that's aggressive. I feel like you're judging me. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you could do better. And actually, in the Bible, we're supposed to hold each other accountable. So that whole, you're not supposed, only God could judge me. That don't, we're supposed to hold each other accountable. That's the whole reason why it says, if you have an ought with your brother, that's holding accountability. And then what happens if that ought with your brother happens, then you go and bring somebody else. And then after that, what happens? You go to the church and you try to ask help so you can remediate the issues before it gets bigger and messier and all that. So how, because there's a lot of renegades, there's a lot of people holding the bloodstained banner that is really not following the faith. So it's how can, as a Christian, someone could come and encourage somebody without it being so someone taking offense? How can somebody do that, Miss Simi? So real.
Well, I think one way that we need to do to have the support in supporting people in their walk, is that the root of the question is supporting people in their walk.
Yes. How can we encourage people to encourage them in their spiritual walk when a lot of people don't like to be talked to? It's just like kids, you know, some kids, you can't say nothing to them because they automatically diverting from accountability.
Right. I think it's always, it's two ways. One, but the very first way is always, it's always about the approach. You know, before you start talking to people, most of the time, if it's just like if you go to the bank or grocery store, you just don't want to go up to any, if you're going to go to a register, you don't only want to go to the shortest one. But you also were looking to see, is it short because just nobody in, or is it short because the person moved fast? How they, you know, you watch. So in other words, even with the bank teller, what line am I going to go in? Ooh, she rude. She talking all loud. Sir, you only have $23 in your account. You trying to take out 75, but the reason I'm not able to do, ooh, she talking loud. I am not about to stand in that line. You know, I've had to tell somebody, you talking too loud, okay? But what I'm saying is that it's about the approach. And before we approach people, we need to watch. You need to watch them before you approach them. So you want to help them with their walk. You have something to say. Watch before you approach them, watch them. Are they a quiet type of person? Do they seem like they always ready? They ready to bring the smoke? Is that what type of individual they are? Are they someone who talk loud? Are they somebody that is messy? Have like a little bit of a messy spirit about them? Are they a person that seems timid? Are they a person that seems sad? The first thing you're going to do is watch them before you approach them so that you know how to approach them. Because the way that I approach you, Pastor Jay, we know each other. It may not be the way I talk to you, may not be the way I talk to somebody else in their walk. So I need to watch first so I know how to approach them. In training class, when you're in leadership, they do a training sometimes when you're working with students or you're working with people that are under distress. You know what they say, or duress, they'll say, mirror them. Mirror them. And so in other words, if I see God give me a word and I'm trying to encourage you, I'm trying to help you in this walk or whatever, and I see that you're quiet, I'm not going to say, well, praise the Lord, sis. You know, the Lord told me, he gave me a word for you today. And you and the person like,
right.
Because they not loud. But you talking loud because you got your robe of evangelism on at the moment. You got your prophetic robe on. So you got your preacher robe on. So we real loud. You don't understand. We're still human. This is humanity. The spirit on the inside, this is wrapped in humanity. I may want to hear what you say, but the way you already talking have turned me off.
Yeah.
You already talking loud. So you see somebody quiet. You approach them, watch them. I see how they move. You know what, sister? When you get a moment, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? It's something I'd like to say. You will find a lot of time if you watch people with your approach that they're more open to take in what you have to say. If they're loud, how you doing? Do you mind if I talk to you? They're a little bit more charismatic. They might not mind that you're charismatic. If they're angry, we've been talking about the same scripture, a soft answer turn away wrath. You know, be quick to hear, slow to speak, right? So if they're an angry person and you see them walk around as soon as they come into church, I brought the smoke. But God's tugging on you. I got to tell you something. Again, that's a soft answer. That's a gentle approach. Do you mind? Try touching them on the shoulder lightly. See if they wince. If they wince, then that's a problem. If they okay, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute, brother? Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute, sister? The first thing is the approach. Sometimes people are open to what you have to say, but they're not open to the way that you're approaching them. And that's the first thing. And the second thing is intercede as you're going. Mm. As you're approaching them, intercede. Lord, I know you gave me this word. Your mouth don't have to move. Let your mind do the talking. God says, I know your moanings and your groanings, those things which cannot be uttered. I know those things. So begin to intercede for them as you're walking. Lord, I'm walking to them. I'm being obedient to what you told me to do. Lord, I ask that you open their heart. I ask that you open their ears that they may receive it. Lord, give me the voice. Give me the approach. Give me the words to say that they may hear it, that they may be open to it. Guide me, Lord, and let them put your ministering angels around them that where we talk, they may feel that that is a safe space and a safe moment. In Jesus' name, intercede while you're going and watch your approach. You know, I've talked to some of the most... One time when we had a church, there was a woman, she ran in the church and she ducked off to the side. And I was like, and she was like, somebody following me. It was a drug deal gone bad. She done ran in the church. She was hyper. She was scared. I don't know what she did. I didn't ask, but she did say it was a drug situation. So we let her hide, and after she calmed down, we began to talk to her because we were led. What situation got you so bad? You ran in the church house from the drug people with a bad drug deal, hyperventilating and sweating and crying. We had to wait and use the right approach to talk to her. And when she left, she was calm. She said, you know what? I need to change some things. I haven't felt this much peace in a long time. I forgot what peace felt like. She said, I'm going to come back and visit. And she did come back and visit. It was like a couple of months later. But intercede while you go. Intercede as you go. And watch your approach. Mirror and match. If they talking quiet, talk quiet. If they're charismatic, be a little charismatic. If they're angry, use a soft answer. Your approach and intercede as you go. Yeah, because God's not going to give you a task and not show you how to complete it. Because he wants you to be a blessing to that person. He has to use the vessels on his earth to get his will done. He uses us. So he wants to bless you to bless them. And he's not going to give you a task and not show you how to do it.
And I like the part that you said, keep the prayer during the time that you're doing it. Because I feel like God will lead you to say the right things. I always say in my prayer, God, give me the right words. Let me move the right way. So that this person can hear you and not me and not let it be about me. One thing I would definitely say too, to add on to that, how to encourage is show that you actually show yourself friendly.
A friend must show himself friendly. That's right.
Yeah. Because a lot of times we forget that as Christians, we still, yes, we have a way that we should be. Yes. We have a standard of what we stand by, but it doesn't take you nothing to be nice. It doesn't take you nothing.
It's free. $3.99.
Man, just because they don't believe right now what you believe, just because they're acting a certain way that you don't act, don't let that knock you off the course. Because I remember reading something in the Bible that if these little offenses knock you off your horse, you really didn't have Jesus anyway. You had the religion, but you didn't have Jesus, because Jesus saw people for where they were. And yeah, you got to remember, he didn't sit here and be like, well, because you don't believe what I believe, I'm done with you. Nah, he'd be like, you know, go, sin no more. Man, he was with Peter for, Peter was the road dog, and he had to continue to help him multiple times throughout the Bible, even come back from death to guide him in his infirmities and in his low thinking and doubts and everything. But he never gave up on Peter. He didn't even give up on Judith. He told him to go do exactly what he was going to go do. We have to show ourselves friendly and show that we're lovable, that we're not just so to a point where we're just robots or so unsensitized, I guess you could say, or desensitized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're so desensitized about people's situations and how they're living. We should be to a point where we could actually see how we could be able to help each other, because everybody is going through something. Absolutely. And if we could help each other, it would be a powerful move of God. Because then we could get back to the basics. I feel like all this riff and fighting and turmoil in the body of Christ, we're neglecting the people that don't know Christ. And we're not showing them a great representation because we're so focused on us when it's not about us. What about the church beyond the four walls?
Absolutely, that
church is looking for hope. That church is looking for help. That church is looking for love. And it's sad that the main people that we see doing it nowadays ain't really the Christians. It's the social media people.
Right.
And that, just as a reflection, it's not, I'm not condemning nobody. I'm just saying this is what I see. Like, your church could be doing it, but if you look at the masses and how many of us in the body of Christ, we could do better. And I would say, and I guess this will be last one, because we could close on a good note. We've got a good 3 to 4 minutes. The last question I would have, and remember, this is our last question, so you don't have to, like, yeah. You ain't got to preach, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to preach it.
But do you think I preach when I speak? I may.
A little bit, just a little bit. What role does humility play in treating other Christians well?
It just all humility does. It just, again, it reminds you to consider your brother. It reminds you, there's the scripture that says, esteem your brothers higher than yourself. Okay. It just reminds you to put their needs, don't put your needs above them. Just for that moment, put their needs above yours and see how you can be of service to them. How can you help them? That's all humility is. It's not coming up there with your garments on, your fine linen, your title. Just coming as a brother or sister in Christ saying, how can I help you? And even if they're not a believer, even there, even all the more, what can I do to help you? And then throw a prayer on it, even if it's in your mind, even if it's in your room, even as you walk away, because they don't want that you to have the prayer for them in the moment, and throw a prayer on them after you serve them. Humility serves us in reminding us of the ranking. The rank is God first. That's the rank. That's the rank. He that is greatest among you is the servant. The first shall be last. The last shall be first.
And you know, God will bless you with the desires of your heart if you serve others. Mm-hmm. Just in case you didn't know that, just throw that out there. And I said that was the last one, but I really want to kind of end on this one. This one got me. And this is, how should Christians handle conflict or disagreements within the church?
You know, the Bible says if you have an all against your brother, then you should both supposed to go to him. If you have a problem with your brother or sister, you go to them. Okay. And you don't go to them yelling and screaming.
So you know? I don't go to my friends and talk about it so they can hype me up.
No, don't do that. Don't get on the telephone. And don't get with your group, your thugs, bone thugs in harmony.
Because you know, I think that's where I have too much Jesus in me, and I know I do, because when I want to be petty, he convicts me. Mm-hmm. When I want to go and do wrong, you know, like the song says, it's cool when they do it, but there's a problem when I do it.
Right.
Forgive them. That's what I like the Christian version. But that's real, because a lot of times I have been in those moments where, man, I had the keys of destruction in my hands. And I was like, Lord, they deserve every piece of this. And God was like, then you do too. And I was like, man, Jesus, I'm sorry. Like, and it gets me, because like, no matter how tough, like I'm the biggest square. I'm saved. I don't take penitential chances and all that. I respect.
You say I don't take penitentiary chances.
Yeah, I don't take penitentiary chances. So I know me, and I know my anger, and I know how I am. But God knows me too, and he knows how to get me in my heart to be able to say in a still voice, if I could forgive you after all the stuff you done that people know and or don't know, you could forgive them. Just like Jesus was saying on the cross, forgive them for they do not know what they do. Because a lot of people don't know that they're hurting people because they are hurt. And when I feel like hurt, when you're hurt, it's kind of like it puts blinders on you. Mm-hmm. And you can't see the destruction that you're trailing behind you because you're just trying to fix the hurt. And we see that in a lot of people that are dealing with things internally. That could be from childhood. It could be from relationships. It could be from a lot of things. And I feel like we need to first learn how to forgive ourselves so that we could be able to forgive others. Because I feel like a lot of people say, oh, I forgive others, but they ain't forgave themselves. So technically, you still feel like you ain't forgave nobody, because you're still holding on. You're still talking about it. The situation ain't dead. You're still looking for a pity party, which a lot of times, as us being as grown as we are, it's not a good look, sis or bro or whoever's doing it. It's not a good look. You are more respectable to go fix it, because we are blessed be the peacemakers, says the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If we could go fix it as a grown person, say, you know what? If I offended you, I posted it. And it's funny. I posted this on social media and I wanted to see how many people would share it. I said, how many people would share this? I said, I'm not going to hell for nobody. So if I have offended you, hurt you, or said something that made you feel some type of way, please forgive me. How many people will share this? Not many people shared it, because do you know, there's a lot of people that identify with just living in pain and don't know what you said earlier about the lady who ran into the church, don't know what it feels like to be in peace and be at peace with people. Mm-hmm. Some people it has to be a war, has to be a battle. It has to be some riff. It has to be some beef. It has to be some drama, because, you know, drama comes from the trauma in most people's life.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe that you got to forgive yourself, and you deserve to forgive yourself, because you're not going to be able to feel. I feel like when we don't forgive ourselves, we don't feel for nobody. We don't feel for ourselves. So we for sure don't feel for nobody else. And we don't see our wrongs in the moment. You're not always right. I'm not always right.
Mm-hmm.
No one's always right. We're gonna have some good, there's gonna be some good times and the bad times. That's life. You're human. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to know how to do your own checks and balances. What do you think about that, Miss Simi?
I agree. I absolutely agree. Because we don't always get it right, that's for sure. But 100% I agree with you. Yes.
Amen. Oh, I can't wait to get my new camera. My new camera come on Sunday. Praise the Lord for my
4K. What, a new camera?
Yeah, my webcam is It's dying slowly. I need some new pixels. Some new pixels on there so I could be able to be sharp in HD. But everybody, you know what? I want you to continue this conversation at home. And just to throw some scriptures out there, John 13, 34 through 35. Again, John 13, 13 through 35. Acts chapter 2, 40 through 45. Matthew's chapter 5, 23 through 24. Ephesians 4 and 32.
And let me read the Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 again. Yeah.
And the last one is Philippians chapter 2, 3 through 4. Humility. Humility. Humility is something that we got to start using to understand that everybody's going through something.
Yes.
That's that heartstring balance, that heartstring check. And you're like, you know what? I've been there. So if God could forgive me, why can I be a help? Or man, maybe you don't care about that. Think about this. Maybe you could be the person that you needed when you were spiraling. Maybe you could be that person that could give you that word, that could be that concern, that help, that person just to be there for someone else. Because God never put you through something just for you. It was for you and for you to be able to help somebody else that's been through it too, so that you can understand. So with that being said, make sure you share, like, subscribe, follow us at all social media platforms at LV Anointed Radio, but Twitter, because we're not on Twitter anymore, because
don't worry, we're not worried about Twitter.
Yeah, Elon Musk didn't want us talking about Jesus on there, so he took us off. But follow us on Facebook, follow us on our Facebook page, our YouTube, where you can subscribe, follow, share, and our Twitch. Shout out to, we saw somebody, he said Messi or Rondo. I would say definitely Messi. Somebody from our Twitch family went and gave a this or that. And like I said, make sure you comment, share, like, subscribe, tag somebody. And don't forget, we are nominated for the Spin Awards. Make sure you go and vote for us, Anointed Radio, for the category of podcasts, podcasters, the whole, you know who we're, Anointed Radio team. The whole Anointed Radio team is nominated for the Podcasters of the Year. So definitely go check that out. And, Internet Radio of the Year too. So we're in three categories. Go vote for Anointed Radio. Share, like, subscribe, follow us at anointedradio.com. Download the Anointed Radio app. If you want to be a blessing, share a seed to $ Anointed Radio Network. And all my people, if you didn't know, we're on TV. So you could check us out on Roku, and you can be able to watch us on the Anointed Radio app, where we're going to have a lot of more shows coming on there. We're going to have a finance show. We're about to have a whole bunch of stuff packed up, helped up, all that good stuff just for you. So with that being said, we got much love for you. I hope that this conversations that we had in June has started some conversations in your household or in your ministry to start reflecting on how we can all come together and be better in this walk of life, to encourage us to keep the faith and to keep the love, and don't let nobody change your character. So with that, we'll see y'all next week, where we're going to have an interview. I don't know who we're interviewing yet, but we're going to interview somebody. So stay tuned and make sure that you share, like, and subscribe. Peace out, everybody.